I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. State lawmakers filled the halls of the Capitol today for the first day of the 2017 legislative session. As they entered the legislative chambers for the first time, party leaders promised civil, bipartisan work despite upcoming fights over the direction of the state budget and policy. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Republican leadership, which holds a majority in both the House and Senate, held a press conference early in the day to outline their plans for the upcoming 90-day session. Speaker of the House, Austin Knutson from Culbertson, opened the Republicans' plan by criticizing how Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has handled the state budget.
We have a problem in the state. We have 12 years of growth under Democratic administrations, and we don't have the revenue to pay for it.
In an emailed response, the House Minority Leader, Jenny Eck from Helena, said House Democrats are focused on, quote, passing a state budget that is fair to Montana's working and middle-class families. Democrats will hold their own press conference on day two of the session to challenge the Republican message. Later Monday, in his address to the House chamber, Republican House Speaker Austin Knutson acknowledged the sharp differences the parties will face in the upcoming days.
We can disagree, and believe me, we're going to disagree. But I expect those disagreements to be civil and professional.
Down the hall on the Senate floor, Minority Leader John Sesso from Butte also asked his fellow senators to approach disagreements without the harshness of campaign season rhetoric. The Democratic leader made this pledge to the Republican majority.
As Democrats in this chamber, we intend to be part of the majority of senators working on the best ideas to move Montana forward.
Passing a balanced budget is a constitutional requirement for lawmakers during the session. Both parties say passing a responsible budget is a priority. And once the parties dive into the governor's budget proposal, it typically doesn't take long for first-day rhetoric about cooperation to turn into pointed partisanship. Republican leadership has already called Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's budget proposal grossly irresponsible. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Governor Steve Bullock and other statewide elected officials took their oaths of office and were sworn in today. As Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports, Bullock called on all elected officials to put aside partisan politics to work for the good of all Montanans.
Bullock welcomed all 150 members of the 65th legislature. He said they shared the honor of representing Montana. He urged them to remember they're more than just Democrats or Republicans. They share the title Montanans.
Montanans elected us to serve, not to score political points.
The Democrat is optimistic elected officials can work together to pass a responsible budget and further grow the Montana economy. Bullock said basically they all want the same things, like good-paying jobs that will support our families.
We want our sons and our daughters to be treated fairly and get a good education. We want to enjoy our clean air and our clean water and our public lands. We want to feel safe and be safe in our communities. We want the freedom to worship where and how we choose. We want to love who we choose without fear of discrimination.
Bullock is a lone Democrat to survive last fall's general election for the top four statewide offices. He also faces Republican majorities in both chambers at the Montana legislature. House Majority Leader Ron Eli called for an open dialogue between the legislative and executive branches. He noted the stairways and elevators in the Capitol go up as well as down. The governor's office is on the second floor. Lawmakers largely occupy the third floor.
We would like to send an open invitation to the governor to visit the third floor of the Capitol on occasion. For again, this is where the true representation of Montana peoples resides. We will encourage the governor to use caution, whether in threat or in action, in wielding the power of his veto pen.
A reference to the fact Bullock issued 53 vetoes during and after the 2015 legislative session. 71 came from the 2013 session. An analysis by the Lee State Bureau said that was the most vetoes by any administration in two consecutive legislative sessions. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.